advertised sometimes different. And I like history, mm-hmm. most especially history of the West and South. Well, history most any place if it's interesting, mm-hmm. the type of history that I like. And I saw that book advertised several weeks ago, so I ordered it. And received it today. I haven't had a chance to look at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just thumbing through it. It has a lot of good photographs. Those uh-huh. old photographs are interesting.
They are. It's an exceptionally good book, because mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. But I think most any doctor would like to have a copy of it.
Mm-hmm. I guess you've seen those old Matthew Brady daguerreotypes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I've had copies. I've had several volumes. Of his photographs. I have a huge collection of Mississippi River steamboat photographs I've collected through the years, too. Photographs of Civil War gunboats, which were actual photographs, and so forth. I have quite a few of those. I keep them all alone most of the time because there's not too great a collection there, and I have a good collection in libraries and museums and historical organization departments.
At their height of operation, about how many steamboats do you suppose were running?
At one time? Mm-hmm. A couple of thousand on the Ohio, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and all the inland riverways. Mm-hmm. At the height of it, steamboats peaked just before the Civil War. After the war, the war helped ruin the river trade, and actually the railroads. Then trade was still good after the war, but it would decline, and keep gradually going down. But your greater boats and your faster boats and more elaborate boats were built after the Civil War.
Were all those steamboats about the same size? You know, pictures
yeah,
that I've uh-huh. seen.
Yeah, they're really pretty much the same length. 150, 200, some of them 300 feet, about 40 to 45 feet wide, 50 feet in some of them.
Now, did they all combine features of a cargo vessel and a pleasure cruiser? Or
yes, the boiler deck area carried cargo, and your other decks carried passengers. It was a combination of both. It had to be for them to survive and make their boat pay. And they had to carry freight and passengers.
What kind of speed were they able to run at?
Oh, well, it all depends upon type boat. But 5-10 miles an hour at the most, pretty well top speed. Robert E. Lee and J.M. White, they were the two of the fastest boats. There were other boats that were almost as fast, but they were few and far between. 8-10 miles an hour is the average speed.
Yeah, I think they just put one in operation down at Montgomery past few years just as a kind of tourist attraction.
Yeah. You know, they put a new one in operation in New Orleans this past year, Natchez. Yeah. It's a beautiful boat. Beautiful boat.
Is that another new book?
Yeah, that's a book on fire apparatus. On fire apparatus, photos and so forth.
That's not something that you got from a club or anything?
No. I buy from this various book dealers over the country. Manufacturers. They send me listings and ones I think of interest. I like to read, so mm-hmm. I'll order one.
Yeah.
Then I will loan it to someone, then forget who I loaned it to. If I want another like it, I'll have to buy another book.
You have to write things down.
That's true.
On the way. Well, let's see. Get back to this. I left off yesterday. I was asking you things associated with death. The funeral. I mean the ceremony for the dead person is called the
funeral.
The funeral. Have you ever heard that called anything?